We're doing brachot, we're up to chafem at bet. Yirad litbol. We said in the Mishnah, if a guy went down to the mikvah, yichol alot litkasov likol tad shelot netzachama, if he could get up, cover himself, read before nates, so he should do that. Neimatan astamak Rabbi Eliezer damar ad netzachama. Maybe our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to get shemayin by nates, afidu temer Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara says no. You could say that Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua anyways. Our mission is talking about a guy who's one of these fantastic people, one of the Vatikin, exceptional Jews, who always make sure to finish off Shema with Nates. So the first second they can, they're saying Shmona Esrei. So that's why when we're discussing that person, so we say, fine, so if he went down to Mikvah, so if he could, he should read Shema. He should get out and read Shema on time. And if not, so he should cover himself in the water and read Shema. What's he going to do about Shmona Esrei? What's he going to do about Shmona Esrei? Rashi says, "And Yiraucha im Shemesh." Rashi says they read Kriya Shema with the sunrise. So Rashi says, "I'm testing the base." Rashi's shita works very well here. That's what it seems like. On the one end, Rashi says litpalel im netzachama. On the other end, later on, Rashi says that Rashi says Kriya Shema. It's a difficult Rashi. There's a Rashi later on also. It's mashma that it's the Birchos Kriya Shema that are by nates. Because otherwise it's tough. You're not supposed to say, you're not supposed to be davening in, when you're naked in the water. It's a little difficult. But if the whole point is Kriya Shema, that's where Rashi's shita works better here.
What's the inyan of doing Kriya Shema in Vatikin?
The pasuk says Yira'ucha im Shamish. They accept their fear of you as the sun comes up. I could go off on tangents, but that's what it says in the Gemara.
But even the Chetchila, you could do it before that time. Right?
Yeah. And this is for Vasikin.
This is like Mahuda or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I didn't know that by waiting you could make it more important.
Right.
A good listener, that's.
How are you going to cover yourself in water and read? The heart sees there. The talking about murky waters. It's like he's covered with mud, so he can't. Doesn't have libaroseva. If it's clear water, let him sit up to his neck and reach Shema. Others say, just stir him up with your feet. Get the waters murky with your feet. What does Tanakama do about that? Because Tanakama holds that's okay. Nogea, what happens if his feet are touching his erva? Abaya marasuv, rava amar mutar. Rav Zvid matnila la ashmaita hachi. Rav Chinna b'reid ravika matnila hachi. Nogea divra kol asur. That really everyone agrees. And this is one of the problems with boxer shorts. That if the erva, sometimes with boxer shorts, a person can have the erva touching his thigh, his foot. And that's asur. You can't say any brachas that way. Roe abaya mar asur ava mar mutar. Lo nitna torah l'malchei asharet. Rava says, and we know the halacha is like Rava, like most of Shas, that the Torah didn't expect you to do the impossible. You don't have to be an angel, and then you can't more than that. You can't do. What are you going to do? Put a protector around it. The Torah didn't want you to do that. That's already not not what the Torah wanted. So that's what Rava says. It's not a problem, because otherwise it's just not a normal lifestyle. So what did Abaye do? Abaye wore our kind of underwear. Where tell where it's covered, the erva is covered.
Did we just one of these cases with the Gemara Pesach like Abaye? Right?
Why?
No, didn't he say Abaye Amar Asur, Rebbe Amar Mutar, Kalach Hanogea Asur?
You're saying if the machlokas was about Nogea,
right.
Yeah, then we went like Abaye. No. So we conclude that Nogea is really Asu.
So everyone agrees.
The Ilchita, Nogea Asu. And it's not only his own erva, obviously, it's someone else's erva too. That's a big question, how you make a bracha during a bris.
Oh, wow.
On adults, we cover it, really. Aspired to make a bracha before they open the diaper. Kid comes in, they make a bracha, and then they start doing everything. Yeah. Some Sephardim. So, bottom line, if a person's touching an erva, if any part of his body is touching his own erva, or someone else's erva, so, and roe mutal. Okay.